a theme, a spiritual theme, a spiritual goal. And last year we enjoyed the theme of training others, 2 Timothy 2:2, the need to reproduce our lives into the lives of others. And after much prayer and fasting, God has made it evident for this theme for this year. And I'd like to encourage you to consider making it your spiritual theme. We tend to focus upon having goals that have no eternal value in our lives, but I'd like to encourage you to consider having some spiritual goals for 2017. And may this theme encourage you toward that end. And we'll be emphasizing the theme throughout the year from every which way. And I trust that by the end of the year, that the reality of the biblical theme will be a reality in our lives for God's glory. So our theme this year is from the Old Testament. Yearly theme last year is from the New Testament. The book of Psalms is where it comes from. So go ahead and have a guess. There's 150 chapters. And if you guess where it is, come and see me and I'll reward you accordingly. So Brother James will go ahead and reveal our little theme. This is the theme statement. God's Word is sufficient. Yearly theme for 2017. The word sufficient means that it's full, it's sufficient, it's able, it's complete. God's word is complete, and it comes from Psalm 19, verse 7. If you would turn there with me in your Bible, Psalm 19, verse 7 is the passage of scripture from which we will build our theme from, that God's word is sufficient, and we're going to stress that very fact based upon Psalm 19, verse 7, which is part of that verse, and it reads, "The law of the Lord is perfect." It is full, it's complete, it is able. So during the year of 2017, we'd like to propose to you the theme that the Word of God is sufficient. The Word of God is able to meet every spiritual need known to mankind. The Word of God is able. It is sufficient to meet every need that man has in a spiritual sense. And the Word of God won't teach you how to fix your car, but it'll teach you how to have a right attitude so that you might have the wisdom to have hope in potentially doing something about getting your car fixed. So the Word of God is sufficient. It is able to meet our every need. And we will note in the weeks to come that there has been an attack on the Word of God. People have belittled the power of God's Word, even within the realm of so-called Christendom. But we'd like to affirm to you with full confidence that God's Word is sufficient. The law of the Lord is perfect. It is able to meet every spiritual need known to mankind. So I'd like to encourage you to join with us during the course of this year as we focus on this theme. The Word of God is sufficient. The Word of God is able. The Word of God is full. It's flawless. It has the power to meet every need known to mankind in a spiritual sense. No matter the need, God's Word has an answer for that spiritual need. So please look with me to Psalm 19, please, verse number 7. And I'd like for us to take a few moments and study verses 7 to 9 this morning, affirming the fact that the Word of God is sufficient. verse 7 it reads, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Let's bow for prayer. O God, we're thankful for this yearly theme that you've led us to for 2017. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would give us a greater understanding of the value found within your eternal word and its all sufficiency to meet our every need. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Within this passage of Scripture here in Psalm 19, the Bible adequately sums up the fact that God's Word is sufficient. The Word of God has the power to provide every need spiritual known to mankind. You and I, as the people of God, hold within our hands a supernatural book. In fact, it is the only supernatural a possession we have on planet Earth. Do you realize that? You hold a supernatural book. I wish we would grasp that. This is not like the Encyclopedia Britannica. This is not like some classic novel or fictitious reading. This is the Word of God. This is a supernatural book. You hold within your possession the supernatural. And if that would just grasp our minds this morning, it might help us to value the Word of God and have confidence in the fact that God's Word is sufficient. Not only does David reveal the fact that God has revealed himself through the splendor of creation from verses 1 to 6, but he also stresses from verses 7 to the end of the chapter the sufficiency of the Word of God. Now we'll find between verses 6 to 9 this morning, there are six titles given to God's Word. Six titles given concerning the Word of God to help us to have a greater understanding of what we have in the Word of God. But also we'll find within this passage of Scripture, there are six character qualities. Six character qualities that the author emphasizes concerning the Word of God. Six titles, six character qualities. And then God gives us, within this passage of Scripture, six results of cultivating the Word of God into our lives. What will be the effect of the Word of God in your life, in my life, as I read it, as I meditate upon it, as I memorize it, as I simply obey the Word of God? Thus saith the Lord. What effect will that have upon your life and my life? Well, God gives us some insight within this passage of Scripture. But I'd like for you to also note, as a way of introduction, God's name within this passage of Scripture. Look at verse number 7, 8 and 9, please. Note God's name, Lord, in capital letters. The law of the Lord. The testimony of the Lord. The statutes of the Lord. The commandment of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. The judgment of the Lord. So God's name is clearly spelled out within every title, every character quality, every benefit that is found within the Word of God. The Bible is God's Word. It is the Holy Bible. The word Bible just means a collection of books. This is the only book that has holy in front of it. It is the Holy Bible. It is not just the Bible. It is the Holy Bible. It is the Word of God. And it's by no coincidence that as God reveals to us the sufficiency, the adequacy, the ability, the fullness of His Word to provide our every need, every description given concerning the Word of God comes back to God Himself, the law of the Lord. Now, whenever you see Lord within the Scriptures, within the Old Testament Scriptures in capital letters, that is the Hebrew name Jehovah. The Hebrew name Jehovah. And that name focuses upon the fact that God is the I Am. He is the self-existent one. He is the personal God. And you will find whenever that name is used for God, it has some reference to the fact that our God, who is the I Am, has no beginning of days nor end of days, is our personal God. And I trust that you know Him as your own personal Savior this morning. And for those of us that know Him personally, let me remind you that God has a personal love letter for you and I. It's called the Holy Bible. It is the law of the Lord. This is God's Word. This is written by the eternal personal God that loves us and has died on our behalf to provide everlasting life. And this love letter is written for you and I. Personally, God addresses you and I through His Word, His love letter, the Holy Bible. So that's why we find His name within every main description within this passage of Scripture, just to remind us that this is the Word of God. This is not the Word of men, though God used men as instruments, as pens, you could say. God is the author of the Word of God. And it is a personal Word for you and I as the people of God. And within the pages of this book, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, God reveals us everything that we need to know about our God. I say everything that we need to know about our God. It doesn't reveal everything about God. How can you ever reveal everything about God? And how can we ever comprehend everything about God? Because our minds are finite. But everything that God wants us to know about Him is found within the pages of this book. It's God's love letter to you and I. And the Word of God is sufficient to meet our every spiritual need. So whatever your battle, whatever your struggle, whatever your challenge that lies before you in 2017, God is able. And God has a Word for you within the pages of His book that will help us and enable us and give us the grace that's needful to be victorious and bring glory to His name. God's Word is sufficient. Let's study this passage of Scripture. And let's highlight this morning some reasons why we can boldly say God's Word is sufficient. Well, as our proof text reads for this yearly theme, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The Word of God is sufficient. Note here in verse 7 that it is referred to as law, the law of the Lord. The word law here is in reference to God's will, His teachings,
His doctrines, everything that God wants us to know is found within the pages of the Word of God. There are countless questions that people ask concerning God and the things of God. And if it's not revealed in the Word of God, then we don't need to know. A common question is, when did God create the angels? The Bible doesn't teach us specifically when God created angels. If God wanted us to know, He would have revealed it within the pages of the Word of God. So we ought to be more concerned about what God has revealed to us than what God has not revealed to us. And if we would be more concerned about what God has revealed and obeying what God has revealed, we will be better off. Amen. We will be far better off. The law of the Lord, the teachings of the Lord, the doctrines of the Lord, the revealed will of the Lord, the Bible is God's teachings that He wants us to know. His doctrines, and note then verse 7 it reads, is perfect, perfect, complete, full, flawless, without corruption, sufficient, sufficient. The law of the Lord is perfect. The Word of God is complete. It is full, it is flawless, it is free from corruption. The Word of God is perfect. And the Bible not only gives us a character quality concerning His Word here, but note there that verse 7 goes on to read, it is perfect and has the ability to convert the soul. Converting the soul. The word convert means to restore, to bring back, to change completely. God's teachings in the Word of God are flawless. They are perfect. They are sufficient to change lives, to change your life, to change my life. The Word of God is the means of salvation. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And the Word of God has the power. It is sufficient to change you and I for the better. The Word of God is the means of salvation. The Bible teaches us that we are born again, not with corruptible seed, but with incorruptible seed, the Word of God that lives and abides forever. My friend, salvation is found within the pages of the Word of God. It's the truth of the Word of God. It's the teachings of the Word of God that will lead to your salvation, will lead to my salvation only in the person of Jesus Christ. The Word of God is sufficient. It is perfect. It has the ability to change. The Word of God will change us and transform us into the image of Jesus Christ. As we meditate upon Christ and the Scriptures, God's Word being a supernatural book, as we focus upon our Lord Jesus in the Word of God, the Spirit of God will change us into His image. It has the ability to change. We could all change for the better. Amen. Are you awake this morning? Some of you stayed up too late last night. So sit up and listen to the Word of God this morning. The Word of God is a change agent.
It has the power to change hearts. And he, the power of God to change us into the image of Jesus Christ. The Word of God is sufficient. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul to bring about change. Oh, Pastor, I really need to change my attitude in 2017. Well, the Word of God's the key. Pastor, I really need to change some of my habits in 2017. The Word of God's the key. Oh, Pastor, I really need to change some of my language in 2017. The Word of God is the key. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. God's Word is sufficient and able to bring change because it is perfect. It is flawless. It is complete. It is full. It is free from any corruption. This book is a supernatural book. It is the law of the Lord. It's God's Word. Pastor, you don't believe the Bible has any mistakes in it? I don't believe the Bible has any mistakes in it. Because it's the Word of God. All my years of reading and studying the Word of God haven't found one. If you have one, come and show me. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. May God give us the grace to love God's Word, the perfect Word of God, and knowing that if we spend time within this book, we will change for the better. We will be changed into the image of Jesus Christ. But also note then verse 7, it goes on to teach the testimony of the Lord. Testimony. The title testimony, the title law conveys the idea of his teachings, his doctrines. The word testimony here is an interesting word. The base meaning of this word has the idea of a witness, a warning witness, that I've seen something that to warn you. Foresight, the testimony of the Lord. The Word of God is not only God's law, but it is God's testimony. It gives witness to all that God wants us to know. We need to be warned, do we not? The devil, like a roaring lion, is out there to devour the people of God. And we need warning. The Word of God is the testimony of the Lord. It is a warning, a literal warning testimony. And God has given His Word to us, to warn us. This morning as I read Proverbs chapter 1, being the first day of the new month, I noted once again that we need to be careful lest we be enticed into sin. Sinners entice thee. Consent thou not. And I was reminded of the fact that I need to say no in 2017. There are times that you and I need to say no. No to sin as it comes knocking our way. The testimony of the Lord, the warning testimony of God, the warning witness of the Lord. Note then verse 7, it reads, is sure. Is sure. The word sure here means firm, confirmed. You can rely upon it. In fact, it's a stable foundation that you can build upon. The Word of God is a stable foundation that you can build your life upon. Amen. The Word of God is a stable foundation. It is sure. The testimony of the Lord is sure. The Word of God is a sure, solid, firm, confirmed foundation that is able to support you and I in 2017. The testimony of the Lord. God's warnings, God's warning witnesses. Note then, verse 7 it reads, has the ability to do what? Making wise the simple. The word simple means naive. Naive. Nobody wants to be referred to as being simple. Naive. But the truth of the matter is, all of us are naive and simple in varying areas. Would you agree with that? It's true. You're not an expert on everything. If you think you are proud. Oh, Pastor, I know. You know everything? No, you don't. Pastor, I've been around for a long time. Well, you haven't been around forever, so how can you possibly know everything? So all of us, in some way, can reflect simplicity. And this is why we need the Word of God. This is why we need the wisdom of God. And the Bible teaches us that the testimony of the Lord, His warning witnesses to us, are sure we can build our lives upon it, because God's Word will not only bring about change, the Word of God is able to make the simple wise. We need wisdom in 2017. I need wisdom. You need wisdom. We need wisdom to make right decisions at the right time. And this book, the blessed Word of God, if we will saturate our minds with the Word of God, it will give us the wisdom to make right decisions. Because all of us need wisdom, do we not? The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Psalm 119, verse 130. The Word of God imparts wisdom. A lot of heartache and pain can be avoided if we would believe this book and live according to this book. The testimony of the Lord. For those of us that are adults, we would say, well, I have regrets, Pastor. And I think most of us would admit we have those regrets because we have been deceived and we failed to walk wisely. So may God help us to learn from our mistakes. And young people, let me encourage you in 2017. Why not learn wisdom from the Word of God, as opposed to falling into a pit, breaking your neck, and then saying, oh, I'll never do that again. What a ridiculous mindset. But if God's given us a sufficient Word that gives us all of the warnings, the testimony of the Lord gives us all of the warnings, we would take heed to the Word of God, lest we make another mistake and fall into a ditch that we'll never get out of. And that's where some of you will be this morning. By the end of this year, you will be in such a hole. The almost next impossible to climb out of, because you'll ignore this book, the wisdom contained in this book. Oh, child of God, I beg of you, the testimony of the Lord is sure, a sure foundation, making wise the simple. Fill your mind with the Word of God in 2017. And allow that Word of God to move beyond the mind and affect the way you live, the way you think, and what you say. Because the Word of God is wisdom. Note then verse number 8, please. Are you still with me? The statutes of the Lord. Another title for the Word of God. Law, testimony, statutes.
The word statutes means precepts. His precepts that God places on His people. In other words, His expectations. So the word statutes has the idea of a statue, something that God places before. God places before us His expectations. His expectations are where? Talk to me. In the Word of God. God's expectations are in His Word, His statutes. The statutes of the Lord. God's expectations, note in verse 8 it teaches us, are what? Talk to me. They are what? They are what? So God's expectations that He places on your life are the opposite of wrong, they are right. God's Word is sufficient. His expectations are right. They're not wrong. They are right. They are straight. The word right there means straight, equity, on the money. They are right. They are straight. God's expectations, God's statutes that He places upon my life, spelled out within the Word of God, are absolutely right. They are upright. They are exactly agreeable with God and all that God is. God's Word is not harsh. God's Word is not unbalanced. The Word of God is not emotive, narrow, bigoted. No, the Word of God is right. God, who is right, has a rightful word. The statutes of the Lord, they're right. The Bible makes reference to sodomy as being a sinful lifestyle choice. No, you're not born a sodomite, you choose to be a sodomite. That's what the Bible teaches. The Word of God is right. Young people, the Bible teaches us, honor and obey your parents. Pastor, are there any exceptions to that? No, obey and honor your parents. The statutes of the Lord are right. The Bible gives us the warnings concerning alcohol. But pastor, aren't there any exceptions to that? No, the Bible warns us. Alcohol is a curse and will lead to destruction. The statutes of the Lord are right. God spare Australia. Concerning the alcohol that was consumed last night. And some of you were in the presence of that filth. And you have no shame about that. Pity you. God's Word is right. God's Word is true. What God teaches is true. It is right. Totally agreeable with all that God is. And if we will just simply submit to that, gladly accept that, what's the result? Look at verse 8. What will be the result? The statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoicing what? You'll have a happy heart. Amen, Pastor. Put up your hand if you want to be happy. Put up your hand if you want to be happy. Don't lie to me. Of course you want to be happy. Thank you, Brother Lewis. Really, we should be going like this. The 10 fingers. Of course we want to be happy. Well, let me tell you, this is how you can be happy. By accepting the fact that the Bible is right, God is true, and everything that God has revealed to me, I just need to simply obey it, and I will be a happy soul. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing, rejoicing the heart. Not this fluff that took place last night. People drinking themselves stupid.
and now they have a hangover. That's junk. That's not happiness. The Bible talks about lasting joy that comes by you and I submitting and falling, stepping in line with God's word, which is right. Let's read on. Are you still with me? The word of God is sufficient. Note then, verse 8, it goes on to say, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The commandment. This word commandment conveys the idea of authority. God's word is authoritative. The commandments of the Lord. His words of authority are spelled out within the pages of Scripture. The commandment of the Lord is pure, the Bible teaches us. Clean, morally pure, leads to moral purity. The Word of God will lead to moral purity. In John 15, verse number 3, the Bible teaches us that you are now clean through the Word of God. The Word of God has a cleansing effect. Purifies our minds, purifies our speech, will purify our actions. When we submit to God's authority found within the pages of the Word of God, it will cleanse us. The commandment of the Lord is pure. The commandment of the Lord is pure. Note the last little phrase, enlightening the eyes. To enlighten means to illuminate or to shine. The Word of God provides direction. As the Word of God cleanses us and purifies us, then we will have the ability to see clearly what God has for us. There can be no clarity in the life of the child of God that is full of sin and disobedience. There will not be any clarity. But when the child of God saturates their life with the eternal Word of God, the Word of God, the commandment of the Lord is pure, it will have a cleansing effect upon our lives to the point that God will enlighten our eyes and give us direction. You want direction for 2017? Trust you do. Key's here. It's in the Word of God. The Word of God purifies, cleanses, clears the vision. I was on window cleaning duty pre-Christmas. My mission was to clarify vision with the upstairs windows. Boy, it's amazing what a bit of Windex can do. It amazed me how much clearer it was. Once you applied the Windex and you clean those windows, how much more you can see beyond those windows. And when you and I fill our lives with the Word of God, we saturate our minds with the Word of God, it's like a cleansing agent. And therefore we'll have the ability to see clearly. Direction. The Lord gives light to those that are clean and pure because God's word is sufficient. It brings about change, it imparts joy, it provides wisdom, it gives direction. Note then verse 9, please. The fear of the Lord is clean. Now the fear of the Lord here is in reference to the Word of God. That's the context. God's Word should cultivate within your heart and my heart a fear of God. A reverence for God. Reverence the truth of the Word of God because this is the Word of God. The fear of the Lord. The Bible is referred to as the fear of the Lord. And this fear and awe of God, note then verse 9, is clean.
is pure. The fear of the Lord leads to purity in one's life. And note the next phrase, enduring forever. God's word endures forever. And as the eternal word becomes a part of your life and my life, it will lead to purity and it will lead to that which is of eternal value. So obedience to the word of God will lead to that which is of eternal value. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. In other words, a life that is lived in the fear of God will produce gold, silver, and precious stone. That which moth nor rust doth corrupt. That life that is submissive to the Word of God is cleansed by the Word of God. And through the obedience of the Word of God, that person will invest in that which is eternal. Will produce that which is of eternal value. Do you fear God this morning? I trust you do. If we really feared God, we'd live so much differently. We really would. And last but not least, note then verse 9 it reads, the judgments of the Lord. The judgments of the Lord. The word judgments here means verdicts. God's verdict. God's outcomes, God's verdicts. And the author writes, are true and righteous altogether. The Bible is full of God's verdicts, the judgments of the Lord, God's outcome. They're here. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's God's verdict. For example. And the Bible teaches us that God's verdicts, God's judgments are true and they are righteous. Because God is true. In Jeremiah 10:10, the Bible reads, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, an everlasting King. God is true, God is righteous. Pharaoh admitted that in Exodus 9:27, where he said, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous. I and my people are wicked. Pharaoh admitted that. The Lord is righteous. I have sinned. I and my people are wicked. So the judgments of the Lord, the verdicts of the Lord are true and righteous. This is the key word, altogether. In other words, the Word of God being true, the Word of God being righteous, the Word of God being true because God is true, the Word of God being righteous because God is righteous will lead to a true and righteous life. A true and righteous altogether. The Word of God will produce a righteous life. The Lord gives us His verdicts on relevant issues for today. The Bible teaches us concerning roles within the family, roles within the community, roles within the church, how to make friends, work ethics, how to resolve problems, how to communicate effectively. What do we do when people sin against us? What type of relationship should we be developing? The Word of God gives us God's verdicts, His judgments, and His judgments are true, His judgments are righteous. And when you and I are prepared to submit to the authority of the Word of God, we can live a life that's in harmony with the Word of God. A life lived according to truth, and a life that is righteous, upright before Almighty God. Oh, the Word of God is sufficient. Are you convinced? The Word of God is sufficient. It's able to meet your every need. change, wisdom, joy, direction, eternal rewards, and how to live a life that is according to truth and righteousness. The answer is right here. And the psalmist rightfully said, look at verse 10, and I'll close with this. Look at verse 10, it reads, more to be desired are they than what? A more value is the word of God than gold, money. Is it for you? Is it for you? Some of you are nodding, but really it's not true. You're lying to God. Really, money is your God. This is the word of God. More to be desired than gold. And than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The word of God ought to be the sweetest experience that you and I can ever have on this side of eternity. As we spend time in the word of God and we learn from God and we are changed into His image, sweeter than honey and sweeter than the honeycomb. Oh, but Pastor, that's not my experience. Well, it's probably because you're living outside of this book. Dong. You're living outside of this book. The priorities that you have are not within the boundaries of this book. That's why you're not changing for the better. That's why you're lacking direction. And that's why you're not happy. I'd like to encourage you, 2017, God's word is sufficient. And it has the power to meet every spiritual need. Every spiritual need known to mankind. So let me encourage you this morning to love the word of God. To value the supernatural book and allow it to drive your life in 2017. Don't take it off the bookshelf, so to speak. Convert it into your steering wheel. Allow it to drive you. The Word of God will do some wonderful things for you in 2017. Let's bow for prayer. I appreciate your attention.